This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A couple of big family events coming up, a couple of big family meals, a lot of family gatherings. What topic is off limits for you? Or if other people start talking about it, you leave the room.
Aunt
because
Bethany's,
you just don't want to be a part of it.
Aunt Bethany's goiter. You just can't bring it up. It's great. I swear to God, it's getting bigger every year. Last year, I swear it started talking during, I think she was feeding it under the, it was weird. No.
So we have a bank rate survey that has just a few topics here, but I think there are many that we could add to this list and be a little more specific about it, about the things that you just really don't want to be talking about with family.
Yeah, so it says the topic that most people feel uncomfortable at the holiday table, it's not politics, it's not religion, it's not weight, it is money. So people would rather their mom call them fat than to talk about money.
Bankrate did this survey.
Yeah.
So we'll keep that in mind.
So maybe, yeah. About 61% of adults say they do not want to talk about their bank account balance more than say the same about their love life, credit card debt, or their salary. Politics, religion, and weight rank lower on the do not bring this up list. I think the simple explanation for that is because money is the grandfather of all bad topics. Because if you bring up, well, how are you doing? How are you making out of that new job of yours, Billy? Suddenly that becomes, well, you know, I'm not getting enough. I'm on SNAP. That becomes a political talk. Or, well, we used to make more money, but now health insurance is so expensive that I feel like I'm barely making anything. Oh, well, health insurance, what's the plan to fix that? That's why it's the grandfather of all of the bad topics.
Also, it gets trickier if you are in a family where there's some division on that. If you have some members of your family that are doing really well and others that are not, and the ones that are not are perhaps upset about it, and the ones that are doing well are flaunting it a little bit more.
And
I could see that causing tension.
Let's be honest. I think in every family, there's usually at least one kid who's not doing as well. Like if you have three kids, one of them is probably at some point struggling. Maybe not forever, but one of them is having, or one of them was just laid off, even if they're making good money. One of them is just started a new job and has no idea how much they're making. There's always landmines like that.
And people are nosy and have opinions about things. And if grandma, you know, is hearing about it and then starts sticking her nose in it, well, maybe this is just my family. Italians are nosy about everything and have strong opinions about everything. And so if it becomes a family discussion, everyone's going to have an opinion about it.
Right.
And you probably don't need that.
Quentin slapped the headphones on. So we'll let the young man speak.
Well, I was thinking about this. I was upset when the schedule came out and the Chiefs were playing on Thanksgiving. Because I feel confident that the Chiefs are going to beat the lowly Cowboys. But if they don't, I don't want you to ruin my day.
Well, it's at 7, so at least it ruins the end of the day if they lose.
It's at the 3 o'clock
slot. Oh, it is? Yeah. 7 o'clock's on Christmas. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Detroit plays the early game. Cowboys always play the middle game.
Yeah.
So maybe it's good the Chiefs are playing on. The Kansas City, you should be happy.
Because it'll get you out of these discussions?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can just picture the table, right? Like somebody in their 20s says... how are things going? Well, I'm paying $1,200 a month for a one bedroom, and my student loan payment just kicked in. And
I can't find a job.
And I can't find a job that pays better. And then the uncle
car broke down.
Then the uncle, after chewing a bite, goes, "Well, when I was your age, we just worked harder."
Yeah.
And then you know, the fireback is, when you were my age, you could buy a house with a summer job and a Sears credit card. What are you talking about, old man?
Here's the other reason money can get tricky when you're at a family dinner. And I'll speak from experience on this one. When a loved one passes and there is money to be inherited or not inherited, that conversation can get interesting. Mm-hmm. When you have like grandma or somebody passes and maybe that money's not being divided
evenly
in a way that everyone finds to be fair.
Wow.
I could see that coming up.
It's a good thing all my relatives are broke when they die, so I don't worry about that.
It used to be COVID. I feel like for a couple of years, it was COVID. That was the thing that nobody wanted to talk about, because if you had family members that were not vaccinated,
oh God,
or didn't believe in it or had whatever wacky opinions about it, the last thing you wanted to do was talk about it.
Yeah.
I never want to talk politics. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it in general, ever, but especially not amongst family members that I know have some differing opinions from me. I don't want to talk about it. That's exhausting. It just makes everybody mad. I don't want to get into it.
And people get so emotional about it. Like, and I've noticed that it's spreading out from politics, though. Like, I've had friends who, you know, cover football for a living, and they've gotten death threats for just posting stats.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Why are you taking this? He literally was just he's cherry picking stats. I hope you die. Mm-hmm. Like, people are getting really emotional about that stuff. It's like spreading out because, and I think this is the reason why, is because we all have a platform. And I hate to make it about us and how great we are, but
you know, why not?
But there used to be some necessary, I think, gatekeeping to platforms. Mm-hmm. To get this job, you can't be an emotionally unstable lunatic. Like, you should be an interesting person, but if you have serious issues, those are going to come up. Suddenly you're not able to work anymore, or you have a meltdown on air and you threaten to kill somebody on air. That's going to be a big problem. Yeah. On a podcast, who cares? That's just going to get you more views. If you have a Twitter account, who cares? That's going to get you more likes and more engagement. More people are going to read it. The negative attention is so important there. But back to the dinner table, I think that's the disconnect we have, is so many of us are buried into our phones and then look up from our phones and hear somebody saying something that on our phone we would tell them to go die in a fire. Mm-hmm. But now it's our uncle saying it to us. And it's like, ugh.
I have a question.
What is it for you? Go ahead.
I would like to throw this out to the text line, because I have unfortunately experienced this. There was a physical fist fight that happened at one of my Thanksgiving gatherings, and I have not seen some of these people since. It was a fight over family member A brought their dog, their new dog, over to family member B's house, who also had a dog. And the dogs got into a fight, which then led to a fight between the two owners, because the person whose house we were at said, "Don't bring your dog to my house." So that's what the fight between the two people became. So I'm interested to know what physical altercations have happened at your Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What dumb thing family members started throwing fisticuffs for.
What started the fight? And what topic is now off limits at your family dinner, Thanksgiving, Christmas? I don't care. Or if it's just like a Sunday.
I don't know. Arbitration Day or Arbor Day.
Arbor Day. Arbitration Day.
Yeah. Arbor Day.
Yeah.
There has never been a physical fight between my family members over anything.
And you're Italian?
No.
Not mine either. But that's because we just swallow our emotions and and keep. We're Irish and German, so we aren't allowed to feel things.
We don't see each other enough. I mean, this whole family gets together once a year. Mm. And so we don't see each other enough that it's not. We don't know each other well enough, quite frankly, in some ways, to know what to start a fight about that could lead to anger like that.
We got some from the text line. All right. 913-586-7798. What starts the fights? What started the major fight at your family dinner? And what is a topic that is off limits? From 3127. Grandma asked my cousin when she was going to finally give her a great grandbaby. My cousin replied, when your son pays me back the $10,000 he owes me.
Okay. That's a good one to add to the list of stuff you shouldn't talk about.
That's a money
family
thing.
Events. Yeah, it's a money thing. It's also a
baby.
Don't
thing.
Ask me. Yeah, let me start a new subcategory here.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't ask me if I have a boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Don't ask me when I'm going to have a baby, or if I can have a baby, or why I don't have a baby, or when I'm getting married, or why I'm not married. Don't.
Yeah. Don't let's start. That is such a weird question, too. Like, the sweetest, oldest, most chaste person at the table will basically be sitting there asking you how much you're f***ing, and you're, like, mm-hmm. supposed to just, well, Grandma, I don't know.
And you can't tell her it's none of your stupid business because it's Grandma.
Right. Yeah.
So what do you do?
You're really filling her with like, what are you doing, Grandma? Like, what are we, you realize what you're implying here. Do you need to borrow my cabin in the woods? That's where I got knocked up plenty. Ah, boy. 913-586-7798. Yeah, it's a weird thing. I remember, and Mom, I love you, and Kathleen, my mother-in-law, if you happen to be listening, I love you too. But Katie's wedding shower, they gave her like a sex book, like a Kama Sutra or something like that. And she was like, what?
Instruction book?
Yeah. And she's like, what is this? And they were like, we want grandbabies. That is, I was not there. That is what she imitated later, that they shrilly and in unison went, we want grandbabies. We were living.
Baby showers are good for stuff like that. So are wedding showers, you know, of.
I was working
like that.
A job where I was making $22,000 a year. This is 2006, so it went a little bit more than it did now. $22,000 a year. Katie was working with her mom at Macy's, and they're like, give us babies. We're living in a $700 a month, one bedroom apartment. No, two bedrooms.
But when
it was
they
two
were kids,
yeah,
it didn't
that
matter.
Was enough. That was enough.
Yeah, when they were kids, they were having the babies at 18 and 19.
So I'm making the list here. Money. Babies,
relationship status.
Yeah,
nothing about or like if you've been in a relationship for a long time, don't ask when you're getting married.
So when are the two of you getting married?
Yeah,
when is that happening?
We were fine from the text line. This is 2145. We were fine until my brother announced he was going vegan, starting right now, and then lectured everyone about the turkey. My dad carved the bird and said that just leaves more turkey for the non-cowards. I don't think being a vegan makes you a coward. By the way, I think it just makes you, I think there's something in not eating meat that makes you morally self-righteous and indignant about everything. I have a feeling that is going to be Finn, that's going to be my youngest son. He's sworn off pork.
Really?
He does not know what he just won't eat it. And he'll ask us about everything, whether there's pork in it. He's just decided that's his stand. I'm not eating pigs. I don't maybe it's not vegan. Maybe he's secretly going
Is
Muslim.
Is he also off bacon?
Yeah, I don't know. No, he won't eat bacon. He won't eat pulled pork.
Okay.
He does not yet know because he hasn't asked us. I think he just thinks it grows on trees. He's not asked us about pepperoni.
I'm having deja vu, that this conversation has happened at some point.
He hasn't asked us about that. So we'll see. 913-586-7798. What caused the big fight at your family dinner, whether it was Thanksgiving or Christmas. You have a ton of texts on these. 913-586-7798. You can call in too. We have a couple lines open. We'll be back talking more about this on midday.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bankrate's out with the results of a new survey. Since we're coming up upon some few family dinners, what are the topics that you just rather avoid? Just don't ask.
We, you know, they said in this thing, the number one is money. Fine. I think it's just because money leads to worse things. Like, why? Well, how much are you earning? Or why don't you have money? Or you owe me money, and then that leads...
credit card debt.
Yeah, it's a topic that never leads to good stuff, because... if, I don't know, if I went back, and nobody would ask me this, but if I went back to be with my family over Christmas or Thanksgiving, and somebody said, hey, now that you're not working in a top 10 market anymore, how's the money? Like, nobody would say that, but I would just
nobody would be that specific about it.
And I would just say, we're doing great. We're doing awesome. Yeah. Yeah, that would be it. Even if, whether it was true, I mean, it is true, but whether it was true or not, I would just be like, it's none of your business. Shut up. We're doing great. From the text line, 5196 says, at Christmas, I started eating before grace was said. That started a huge fight. I mean, I love God and everything, but my stepmom called me a heathen.
Wow. Okay.
My family's not particularly or very religious, I guess. I don't remember the last time we said grace at a dinner, but I do think that grace is actually good, because it gives everyone a starting point. Mm-hmm. I feel like you need that. Because if you just sit down, you're just shoveling food in your mouth. Mom's still in the kitchen. She made this meal and you're eating already. Like, at least have the decency to sit down and wait for her. But it's hard to do that. You need to have grace as like the starter gun. Amen. Boom. Pass the chicken.
Yeah. Do you guys have rules about, because now I'm starting to think about more of the family tradition stuff. Like, do you have rules about no one starts eating until everyone has food at the table? That you can't just, you know, go get your food and then sit down? Because for us, we have so many people that the food kind of stays in one central place.
Yeah.
and then everybody kind of disperses. But there are tables where you don't get up until everyone's done. You don't start until everyone's there, and you don't get up until everyone's done. Or at least until you have permission.
We it's been a while since we went back and had like a big Thanksgiving or even Christmas. But we don't really, I don't think there's any rules. There should be some rules.
The only person in my family that I have fought with, and I don't think she's listening, but my mom might be listening and would know this. My dad's sister, who I love and adore, I was close to her growing up. I'm close to her now, but she is full-blooded Sicilian, like Sicilian, gonna tell you how it is. Mm-hmm. And the only rule that she ever had about Christmas was you don't open gifts until they've been distributed to everyone, because she wants to watch everyone open gifts. And she was always the one that would distribute them. Like everybody comes in, you put all your gifts under the tree.
Yeah.
She was always the one that would hand them all out. And she would always get mad that somebody would start before she was done distributing
it.
And I watched that blood boil one year of like, her head's going to explode.
Yeah.
Like her head's going to come off. I better intervene and do something. So I helped her hand them out.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of was like, everybody, we need to wait. Because she really wants to enjoy this experience.
Yeah.
And we are taking that from her.
I miss her. She was one of my favorite people that's ever lived on this planet, and somebody who shaped my life for the better in every respect. My aunt Linda, Ditta was her nickname that they called her. Used to drive us nuts at Christmas, because her rules were you have to distribute the presents. And then everyone takes turns opening one by one. And
we tried that for a while.
Comment on each present one by one. And it would take something that should have maybe been 15 or 20 minutes of just paper carnage and shredding and tearing and kids cheering to just an exhausting level of, okay, yeah, oh, thanks, Mom. That's great. Oh,
yeah.
That's, oh, I didn't even know I wanted that, and now I have it. Yay. From the text line. The fight started when my dad announced we were doing assigned seats so people would not cluster by politics. We're doing assigned seats so people won't cluster by politics.
Okay.
He accidentally put the two loudest opposites side by side. So they weren't in the same group, but they were still next to each other. It was like seating arrangements by a hand grenade. Yeah, I would think just doing it by politics would cause a problem. Because, wait, you think I'm a Republican? Or you think I'm a liberal? What is wrong with you?
And then do we have to talk about it? Because that's how we've been seated?
Yeah, you can't, unless you're showing up with a red hat on, and I don't mean a Chiefs hat, I'm not going to just assume your politics and put you in the group. And also, there's plenty of families and people who can be around each other, not talk about politics. And plenty of husbands and wives who are Democrats and Republicans.
I mean,
one is the wife is
assigned seating.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-uh. I can't either. No,
we have too many people. We have too many little kids. That whole one person at a time gift thing.
Yeah.
We did that for a while when all the kids were grown and nobody was married or had little kids yet. But as soon as the next generation was born and we had little kids, it was a free for all.
Yeah.
Like, let's just get through it with nobody like being with nobody mad and no siblings mad that they didn't get the same thing as their sister or whatever. So
the fight kicked off when my grandpa said grace and slipped in and please help certain people at this table find real jobs.
I kind of appreciate that a little bit.
We had three adult grandkids. They were all freelancers. They simultaneously pushed back their chairs and walked away from the table. That's one. I mean, it's money, but careers. Like, mm-hmm. It's fine to ask, how is the job going?
Sure.
Not how much are you making, but like, are you enjoying it? Is it fun? How's that going? Or how's the new, how's the place you're living? Like, how's the house? You do any updates to the house. Mm-hmm. But once you start saying, so, oh, that's great. Are you're still doing that freelancing thing? You're still doing that?
I think what we're talking about is no follow-up question.
Yeah.
The initial question's okay. Then let me say about it whatever I want.
Yeah.
But back off the follow-ups.
And then the follow-up shouldn't be, oh, great. I just asked that so I could say this. When are you going to find a real job?
Yeah, it's the way in. It's just the, I have to kind of softly go into it.
Yes, Quentin?
Oh, I was just thinking that, you know, if I hung out with some of my family, I don't think they would understand what I do. And so I could definitely see that being a conversation.
Believe me, they still don't understand. People still ask, like, are you a DJ?
Yeah.
Oh, you're on the air? Oh, what kind of show? Like, yeah, I've done this for a long time.
We've callers that call in and they're like, oh, you know, and then we put them on the air and they're like, oh, I was just talking to your, you know, phone screener.
Guy. Yeah, I was talking to the guy back there, Quentin, who has been a part of the show for months now.
I'm also thinking about, you know, as all of my trauma gets released based on this conversation, you know, Quentin was always bigger than all the other people, but he was still a child sitting at the child's table. So I'm thinking about how my knees were touching the table, you know, when I was like 8 years old and how uncomfortable that was.
Can I say, though, I had a vivid memory when I was like of like being 12 years old and sitting at the grown up table and being so excited about like being an adult. And I was wearing like a nice shirt,
graduated,
and like I combed my hair and everything. And then I was looking over at the kids table where like my little sister and my little brother and my cousins who were younger than me, because it was like 12. Was the cutoff age, I guess, we're sitting. And they're like sitting talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And
they're having so much more fun.
And they were having so much, they're laughing.
You were jealous.
And I'm just looking over like, I miss you guys so much. So.
Who can I trade?
Uncle Greg, how's that? How's your 401k? How's your annuities doing? I don't even know the words I'm saying.
I mean, I'd much rather talk about Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But that's what I'm saying is they're sitting there having a blast and I'm. Nah. From the text line, this is the last one. my cousin announced he was selling the old family house we all grew up visiting. My mom started crying. My uncle started shouting. And he just kept saying, it's just a house. Dude. Why was the house left to the cousin?
This is where I said things get complicated with money when there have been inheritances and people died and stuff like that.
Why would you go say it's just a house? This is
what to him, it's just a house.
What I don't understand is your point of view so important that you can't realize the effect that what you're saying has on other people? Like, say, you know that saying it's just a house is going to cause people to yell at you more. If you're trying to get them to stop yelling at you, don't say anything. Just listen and go, oh, yeah, I know. It was a hard decision. Yep. It was a really tough decision because it's not just the house. It was a home. There. Just kind of meet their point of view and then back off a little bit. You don't need to win. That's my advice for everybody at the family table for
also
the holidays.
In general, that's good advice.
Stop thinking of, stop approaching every conversation as transactional and stop approaching it as competition. You don't need to necessarily gain more than the other person from it, and you don't need to gain anything. It could just be, oh, well, we're together. This could be enjoyable. Or if it's boring, it's boring. It doesn't need to be the greatest night of your life. It could just be a memory you look back on later and go, you know what? I'm glad we went to grandma's for Thanksgiving that year. We didn't know how much time we had left with her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had no idea she'd still be alive. Now. Still kicking. Anyway.
Can we have the staff meeting on the air for just half a second?
Yeah, sure.
Can we go lighter than what I see on the sheet for the next?
What do we have next?
Topic here.
I didn't even look.
Can we?
Oh, the suicide? Yeah, we can go lighter than suicide.
Can we go lighter than that?
It's sure, a really you interesting go naked
story. But sure.
Okay.
Like, can we just,
Coming up next, what is the last sport you would want to see people playing naked? 913-586-7798. Because there is a naked bowling league. I can't think of a sport I'd want to see people playing less if they were naked than bowling. That's just me. A lot of bending
there's
over.
There's none that I'd love to watch people, but there are some sports that I can imagine being a little more naked friendly.
We'll talk about that next on Midday.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you asked me earlier, what city in the country do I think would host an event that I'm not even comfortable saying out loud?
That's such a good point.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is about the last city in the country I would have picked for this. I don't even, I'm blushing at saying what this event is called out loud.
I got the bleep button. It's called Out Bowling.
Yeah. It is a nude bowling event. Pittsburgh area naturist. Either one sounds right. Mm-hmm. It happened already this past. Oh, I wonder if there are pictures.
You're not allowed to take pictures. They said no pictures or video allowed. I'm sure there were still pictures.
Nudity was required for all participants, although women could wear bottoms if preferred. Really admission was $30 per person, whether bowling or not.
Yes,
Gwen. Really takes the movie Kingpin to another level.
The fee included 4 hours of unlimited bowling and shoe rental.
Yeah.
I
get that they have to wear shoes, but it's
naked,
funny.
Naked but in shoes.
It's funny bowling to me shoes. That the bowling alley, they're still so dedicated to the bowling shoes that even if you're naked, they're like, nope, but you still have to wear our stinking, disgusting rental shoes. Yep.
Oh, man. The venue was closed to the public during the event. A staff member stationed at the entrance to check tickets and allow late arrivals and, you know, to enforce rules. Mm-hmm. Organizers emphasized it was a non-sexual event.
Okay.
And that harassment or violations of consent of any policies will result in removal.
Yeah. How did you go into the doctor? So exactly how did you get this particular disease? Well, I picked up a bowling ball and bowling and I don't know. That's how I got gonorrhea on my hands. If you pick up a split there, is that the same Does that mean two different things?
Jarred me for a second.
Yeah. If you're, I got a split at the naked bowling. Oh, it's good. You did well. Oh, no, I played horribly.
Okay. So you had to, even if you weren't bowling, you had to pay $30 just for the privilege of being naked around other bowlers for 4 hours.
And let's be honest, anytime there's these naturist things, anytime there's nudist, and don't get me wrong, if you're into that, not trying to judge you. I'm just saying it's never people that anybody wants to see naked. Like, it's usually
rarely.
Yeah, it's
usually people that are very, very comfortable in themselves.
Right. It's people that are a little bit too comfortable with themselves and maybe feel like I'm old enough. I don't have anything to hide anymore.
Yeah,
I don't care. You want to see me? That's fine. And I almost feel like there's probably you've gotten to the point where there's a non-sexual element to being a nudist that is something that younger people can't even fathom.
Okay, so my first question about this is if the Pittsburgh area naturists were going to host their next event indoors somewhere, what's the next activity? Pickleball?
Oh.
Indoor pickleball? Like, what's the next indoor closed, you know, we're going to close
optional.
The facility.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Nudity required, but it's an activity.
Curling.
What's the next event?
Yeah.
Curling?
Somebody on the text line said bull riding. I think that would actually be the most aesthetically pleasing one, at least for
it's
men.
It's going to hide.
For men to watch.
Well, and
because women, you're not going to see
stuff.
Anything. But like if a woman was on, then she's, you know, going up and down. I guess there's that. Mini golf? I guess.
Sure. I guess.
There's a lot of golf pencils around. Sorry.
I guess.
I'm sorry. Did anybody get that? I got it. I'm sorry.
Like, remember that hobby list that we were talking about? Like, what were people doing outside?
Yeah.
What about bicycling? Sorry, man.
Does it have to be? That would be. But there's a nude bike ride in Portland all the time. Like, they do it constantly.
That's right.
Yeah, because they did it as like a protest. And it's like, believe me, I'm sure it was effective as far as getting attention. The problem is it's not the kind of attention you want, or I'm going to be less likely to be looking at your sign. Does it have to be athletic? Could it be a nude trivia night? Cause that's more my speed. I can see that.
Well, the thing about it being a physical activity, there's a better hook, so to speak, because there's more discomfort / things to look at.
Okay.
Whereas if you're just playing trivia, I see where you're going, but like
the good thing about nude trivia though is there's always a concern that people are going to be cheating by using their phones. At least if they're nude, there's, you know, it's not like they can be hiding their phone in their pocket or something.
They could sit on it.
I guess so. I guess, but if they pull it out, it's going to their phone. If they pull their phone out,
nude book club. No. That I have no interest in that. That's not
nude spin class, I guess somebody said. That would just be 40 people in a dark room.
Nude yoga.
Nude, yeah.
We talked about all the other kinds
of
yoga.
Every other kind of yoga already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nude yoga, nude pole dancing.
Somebody said roller skating. This was a message to us on Facebook. Nude roller skating. That's already a thing. I wonder if we can even come up with one that hasn't been done. Dodgeball.
Ouch.
You're not that. How many balls? What kind of balls are you touching? Sorry.
Those bruises I don't want.
You're not just dodging balls. You're dodging eye contact with. I can say balls if I'm talking about dodgeballs, but if I'm talking about then I have to hit that. Yeah, it's weird. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Like swimming, that was. I was trying to think like what activities would I be a little more okay with.
Swimming, yeah, nude swimming would be good. I mean, it's,
like,
yeah,
like if there was dipping. A nude sports channel,
yeah,
on ESPN 45, whatever number we're up to, I could see like nude synchronized swimming. That could be a thing.
We're getting too many suggestions on this from the text line. Nude paintball, that would be good because you can definitely see who's.
Ouch, that
it would hurt a lot.
A lot.
Yeah, you'd have bruises.
You need the protection.
Pool, again, too much bending over.
Well, but that's some, that.
And
some
also,
people, that's
women would be at a huge disadvantage with that because things would be in the way.
Indeed.
Yeah.
You also would have things in the way, depending on how tall you are.
Well, only if I'm doing that thing where I have to get like up on the table. I would just be using that. Gross. What is that long? That long thing that.
Mm-hmm. That like helps you.
Yeah, the little finger thing that you can use. Yeah. Co-ed basketball. Nude axe throwing.
Okay. Okay.
It's a pun about hatchets I'm not making.
I don't want anything where I would be better off with a sports bra. Like basketball, that's going to be painful.
From the text line. Nude golf. Talk about a real hole in one. Huh. Make a Jamie uncomfortable. Rock wall climbing.
I'm so amused by this.
Rock wall climbing. That would be good.
Well, you're going to need the shoes.
Yeah. Well, you still need the shoes for bowling. Right? So,
that's true.
Yeah. Axe throwing, twister. That's already a thing. Trampoline park.
Okay.
A new trampoline park. By the way, if you just joined us, we're trying to come up with activities that people can do nude that wouldn't be disgusting. It's called a bridge. That thing I was talking about for pool is called a bridge. Oh. Thank you, Texas.
Okay. I like nude darts. I like darts.
Nude.
I like skee ball. I like air hockey.
Yeah.
These are all things that could be done.
They already have nude yoga in KC, says 4020. It's clothing optional. Nude batting cages, though, they suggest. Really take a swing with some swingers with the nude batting cages.
Doesn't that ball come out of that machine really fast?
Yeah, but you're not going to get hit by it. What?
I would not trust that.
You think? Hold on. Do you think when people go to the batting cage, they get hit by the balls?
No, I don't. But I think you are less likely to be injured if you're wearing clothing.
Yeah, fair. You might.
If you miss.
I did have a habit when I used to go to batting cages when I played baseball of hitting the ball directly into my foot.
Okay.
And it hurt with a shoe on, so I'm assuming, yeah. Mm-hmm. And
keep
chess.
Keep coming in.
Yeah, yeah, keep them coming. 913-586-7798. We're trying to come up with... There's nude bowling in Pittsburgh.
We're programming the nude activity channel.
We don't necessarily think bowling is the best activity for nudity. What would be a better activity for nudity that, you know, wouldn't be as gross? Because I don't think bowlers have the type of body you want to necessarily see naked either. 913-586-7798. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, of all places, they've got nude bowling.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Like, Pittsburgh.
I don't know why that surprised me so much. I think because it's Pennsylvania and that's not the most progressive place in the world.
Yeah, maybe, but it's also a place called Pittsburgh. It's just not a sexy sounding town or name.
No.
It's not like it's, by the way, it's not like it's a new city to me. I'm just emphasizing it's not a place. Like Los Angeles, yes, sure. I mean, even
Beverly
like
Hills.
Beverly Hills, sure.
Somewhere on the beach.
Arizona, even.
Sure.
Fine. But Pittsburgh having nude bowling. We've got so many suggestions on what sport.
I bet.
They might all be coming from the same person. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But what sport you'd want to see somebody nude? Badminton would be a good nude sport.
Okay.
Because of the shuttlecock, I'm assuming having feathers on it, that would cover up a lot of things. Skydiving came up a lot. I don't know. I know it exists. I've not seen it, but I've heard tell of it, I guess. It seems like things would be blowing all over the place, though.
You could be pelted with so many things midair.
Nude archery.
Okay, sure.
From the text line.
That's
nude
fine.
Archery. Nude beach volleyball is probably the best one, somebody says.
Okay.
And finally,
that probably exists.
Somebody says they own a mechanical bowl and a nudist colony rented it.
They own what?
They owned a mechanical bull, and a nudist colony rented it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think that of all of these, bowling is still the worst suggestion.
Yeah. It's the least sexy. I know it's not about sexuality, but it's the least sexy suggestion.
What would be the point? It's not like you're playing better if you're nude. So what would be the point of doing it? Like,
it's not your clothes are too restrictive right. to let you throw the ball.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. I would have picked up that turkey if I wasn't wearing shorts. Yeah. Coming up, unpopular opinions. Where we just, I like to highlight the ones where people love things that everyone else hates. Do you like your dishwasher? This person prefers doing dishes by hand. That's just a nice one. We'll talk about that next on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.